Your life will 100% play out based on who you see when you look at yourself in the mirror. And if you look at your life right now, is a direct reflection of the person that you see when you look in the mirror.
StayAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
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 Approaching the game aggressively, with that aggression, with that confidence to dominate a game.
Dre Baldwin, DreAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
You are now tuned into the show where you learn the discipline to show up day after day to do the work, the confidence to put yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness to continue showing up, doing the work, putting yourself out there even when the success you've expected to achieve is yet to be achieved. And on top of all this, we're not done. You're the huge dose of personal initiative. That's the go-getter energy that moves anyone out there, including yourself, to go and make things happen instead of waiting for things to happen. We put all this together into one bundle, one package, one mindset, one method, one philosophy, one book, one show, one masterclass right here that is called Work on Your Game. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day, and welcome to the show. Today's topic is, who are you being as a person? Who is your being as an individual? The being part is the first step. When you're planning is the last step, but when you're doing is the first step of the be, do, have principle process that I lay out. I've talked about multiple times here on this show. I also lay it out in detail in my book, Work on Your Game, which you can get at workonyourgamebook.com. But this is all about the creation of success in life. If you're interested in creating success in life, understand that the being part is the part that many people never get to. All right, being the person who does the things to have the results. The way many people go about achievement in life when they're aiming for achievement is they first think of something that they want. And this makes sense. There's nothing wrong with thinking of what you want. If you don't want anything, you probably would never take any action. So everybody wants something. And no matter how much you have, there's always something that has eluded your grasp. Nobody has it all, quote unquote. So we think of the things that we want. Now, once we think of the things that we want, being rational, logical, sane people, we understand that in life, you're not going to get something for nothing unless you happen to be extremely lucky. And even then, somewhere on the back end, you're still going to have to pay for it. So then we realize, okay, I want this thing. I'm probably going to have to do something to get it. I'm going to put some time in. I'm going to put some effort in, put some energy, put some of my money, put some attention, put some focus. The five forms of focus. We talk about that in masterclass number 609. So we understand that there must be an investment made in order to get the things that we want. So we're like, all right, now what do I need to do to get that nice house or to get myself a new car or to get myself a job or to have a business that pays me enough money to take care of myself or to fill in the blank, whatever it is you're after right now. You know the things that you want in life and you realize you got to do something. So then you say, all right, these are the things I need to do. And then you think of, you're like, oh, well, look, there's work on your game. So I got to put in work. I got to put in time. I got to put in effort. I got to be work hard. I got to be disciplined. I got to be team, no sleep, no days off. I just got to hustle hard. And as long as I work hard and do things and do things and do more things, eventually I'm going to get the result. This is the way that most people live their lives in a continuous loop. I want these things. Let me do these things. Do I have it yet? No. Let me do more. Do I have it yet? No. Let me do something different. Do I have it yet? No. Let me ask somebody else what they did. Do I have it yet? No. Let me do other things. Do I have it? Okay, I got it. Now I want something else. Let me do the same thing over and over again. This is what a lot of people do in life. And the challenge is, a lot of times that do I have it yet question always ends in no. They do things and do things all through life, work really hard, but they never have the thing that they want in life. And they're like, well, what the hell is the problem? What is wrong with me? Am I doing the wrong thing? This is usually what people come up with. They either come up with, A, I had the wrong goal, which means that maybe my goal was too big. Let me lower my goal a little bit, which is never what we want. Or B, I'm doing the wrong thing. So let me get more information. Let me go see somebody else who's doing it. Let me go try a different way. Let me go take this online course and let me see if their way does it. Let me hire this coach. Let me see if their way of doing things works. Let me just do it. Let me do this or let me do that. And they're just always doing different stuff until, hopefully, this is the theory, until they have the result that they want. The problem is they never get the result they want. They go through their whole lives doing things, working really hard, putting a lot of time in, but never actually having the things that they want. Is anyone who's listening to me right now, have I described you? Have I described your life, your current situation? Have I described anybody you know? Whole lot of work. I mean, they're not lazy. Not lazy at all. They're showing up. Yet they still don't have the things that they want. How does this possibly happen? The reason this happens is because a lot of people do not understand the principle that doing things to have the things that you want is a good idea. However, you're forgetting step one. All right, doing things is step number two and having things is step number three. What's step number one? It is who you are being as a person. And today's masterclass is all about getting clear on that being part so you can have the results that you want in life. If you're interested in that, turn the volume up. Point number one, today's topic once again is who you are being. Number one, how do you see yourself in the mirror? What do you see when you look at yourself in the mirror? Do you see a person who is capable of doing the things that you actually need to do, that you know you need to do? Are you capable of executing? Do you believe you are worthy and capable of having the results that you want in your life? Both of these questions are questions that you really need to go deep with yourself on. These are not surface level questions. I'm not talking about, you know, if I say to you, all right, can you do the things you need to do to get this result? All right, you want to jump higher so you can dunk a basketball? Are you willing to do the training every day? All right, nobody's going to say no. All right, everybody's going to say yes if you ask them that question to their face. I'm not asking you to answer the question to my face and just tell me that you believe it or post on your Facebook profile that you believe it and that you believe you're worthy and capable of having the results you want in your life. I mean, deep down in conversations with yourself, do you actually believe you are worthy of having the things that you say you want in your life? Do you believe you are capable of doing the things you've been talking about doing? Do you really believe that you can actually execute, that you can show up every day and do that work? Do you really believe you can put yourself out there to a certain level and actually get the results that you've been talking about and the pictures that you posted on your vision board? Do you really believe it? Again, I'm not talking about what you say to anybody else. I'm not talking about what you post online. I'm talking about when you look at yourself in the mirror, do you truly believe you can do these things and have these results? Can you really see yourself having this result? Can you really see yourself taking these actions that you've been talking about that you haven't taken yet? Can you really see yourself doing it? I'm talking about the real belief that you have in and of yourself, the real expectations that you have of you. That's the question I'm asking about here. All right, this is a question that you have to answer only when you're looking in the mirror, only when you're laying in bed at night and you're not asleep yet and you're just thinking to yourself, do I really believe these things? I want you to understand that your life will play out based fully, 100% on who you see when you look in the mirror. Not on what somebody else says, not on what somebody else did, not on what somebody else didn't do, not on who helped you, not on who got in your way, not on anything else that you see that may be distracting you from your focus. Your life will 100% play out based on who you see when you look at yourself in the mirror. And if you look at your life right now, it's a direct reflection of the person that you see when you look in the mirror. If you want things to be different, the number one thing and the first thing and the last thing that needs to change is the person that you see or what you think of yourself when you look at yourself. When that changes, everything else is going to change. Point number two, today's topic is who are you being? What is your energy saying? This is the second question. What is your energy saying about you? There's several masterclasses where I've talked about energy. Let me refer you to a few of them. Number 12, 16, your energy is more important than your skill. Masterclass 1196, channeling your energy. Masterclass number 1087, how to have energy that attracts good things to you. Number 1050, how to be the supplier of energy. Number 739, how energy creates more of itself. Masterclass number 557, inspiring your team with energy as a leader. Masterclass number 502, use negative energy for positive outcomes. Number 486, look alive, bringing positive can-do energy to everything that you do. Masterclass number 427, high energy, creating it and then what to do with it. Masterclass number 321, energy and focus strategies. And masterclass number 10, how to identify energy draining people. So I'll let you go look up the rest of them inside the Game Group membership. We got a list of every episode in there. But as you can see, energy is an important topic. That's why I talked about it so many times. There's a bunch more that I didn't even list. Energy is 85% of the job, ladies and gentlemen. In life, 85% of the job is the energy that you bring to the job. Not your knowledge, not your skill, not your talent, not the other people that you know, not your connections, not your relationships, not your anything else that you want to mention. Energy. Your energy can completely change a situation. The way that you approach something energetically, the kind of energy that is just radiating from you. Everybody is a radiating ball of energy. Every human being. Some people are on a high frequency, some people on a low frequency, but everybody has some energy radiating from them. All right. If you didn't have energy radiating from you, then that means you're dead. All right. Your funeral is coming up. People read your energy, ladies and gentlemen, understand, before you speak a single word. People read your energy. You don't even know that they're reading your energy. They're reading your energy. People read your energy when they see you come around the corner and you're just walking past each other in the grocery store or on the street. And people make hundreds of snap judgments about you instantly based on how they read your energy when they interact with you. And understand, interaction doesn't have to be a conversation. Interaction could be somebody seeing you across the street. They're in a car driving by. You're just standing on the corner waiting across the street. That's an interaction. And they're making snap judgments about who you are as a person and how they feel about you based on the energy that they can read coming off you. And every single one of us as humans, we all have a sixth sense for reading other people's energy. So the same way other people are doing this to you, you do it to other people all the time. And actually, you do it to yourself every single day. You read your own energy. And based on your reading of your energy, you may either succumb to it, you may decide that you want to level it up, or you may just act in accordance with whatever your energy is telling you that particular day or during that particular period in time. And sometimes that may be a good thing, sometimes it may be a bad thing, but you can control your energy at all times. When your energy isn't right, and you can tell me if this has happened in your life, you don't have full access to your personal repertoire. Any of you ever felt like that? That you know you have some abilities, but for whatever reason, those abilities are not showing because in that moment, for whatever reason, you didn't have full access to all of your energy. And people ask me about confidence all the time. I got a couple of videos on confidence. I want you to see if you go to toomuchconfidence.com, I'll let you see. There's a two videos I think I did on confidence I want you to watch. But anyway, when people ask me about confidence, one of the things that I say is that confidence is like a master key that unlocks all the doors in your talent house or your skill house. If your house, you think of your house as an 8-bedroom mansion, every door is one of your skills. It's one of your talents. When you are fully confident, you have a master key that can unlock every door and access every skill that you have. However, when you are not fully confident, that means you're missing some of the keys, which means some of your skills, they didn't go away, but they're locked behind a door in your own house and you can't access it. Isn't that frustrating? To know that you have a skill that you can't even use simply because your confidence isn't right, and confidence is an energy. You ever come across another person and they were so confident that you could tell they were confident even though they didn't say anything? You have, haven't you? You've seen people. You've seen somebody walking down the street or somebody riding in a car or somebody gets in an elevator with you or you're in a conversation with a person and their confidence is so high that it's like radiating off of them. You can feel it just because they're vibrating on a certain frequency. You know exactly what I'm talking about. And you've been there as well. You know what it feels like to be that person. You know what it feels like to come across that type of person. Confidence is an energy. And when your energy is radiating at a certain level, that energy can completely change an entire situation just by your energy before you speak a word. Or you might not even have to speak a word. People make snap judgments about you based on this energy. And when your energy isn't right, again, it's like missing one of the keys to your own house. So you can't even access things that you own simply because your energy isn't on the right frequency. So your job is to make sure your energy is on the right level every single day. And that's why in the mental workbook, I show you exactly how to make that happen. I'll show you exactly how to make sure your energy is where you want it to be every single day of your life. And it's based on your prescription, based on what you wanted to do, not what I wanted to do, what you want to do. I provide the framework. You're going to fill in exactly how you want it. And I'm going to show you how to make that happen every single day of your life. You can get that when you get your free copy of The Mirror Motivation. We're going to offer you a bonus offer of the mental workbook at a price that you wouldn't believe because you can't get it anywhere else for what we're going to offer you. Again, when you go to mirrormotivation.com, we'll make you that offer on the next page. Trust me. So the question is, when it comes to your energy, you can help your energy. Let's talk about how you can help your energy. So we know how you can access your full personal repertoire by getting your energy up, right? So how do you start to systematically help your energy? Your personal habits is how you up your energy. How much rest you're getting, what type of nutrition you're giving yourself, the environments that you are around, your associations, all of these things infect or affect your energy in a good way or a bad way. And this way, you can control the perception that other people have of you based on your energy as long as you control your energy. If your energy is under your control, you are controlling how other people perceive you. Because people perceive you not based on any logical, long, systematic assessment of you. They judge you with a snap judgment that is completely unconscious because we don't have time to focus on other people like that. So we make snap judgments about them based on what we can perceive unconsciously based of them because we need our conscious faculties to focus on ourselves. All right, we all do that. So you can control how other people see you just based on the energy that you carry when you go about your life. And you can start to systemically control that by looking at, again, your rest, your nutrition, your environment, your associations, the thoughts that you harbor. All of those things control your energy. Point number three, today's topic is, who are you being? What thoughts are you feeding? This is the third question. What thoughts are you feeding? In other words, every single day as human beings, we have thousands, probably maybe millions, we'll just say thousands of thoughts that cross our mind every single day. Now, you can dismiss some of these thoughts, or you can feed some of these thoughts by thinking them again and again and again, by speaking on these thoughts, by acting on these thoughts. If you spoke on and acted on every thought that you had, you would probably either be imprisoned or dead. All right. So we don't think or act on every thought that we have, but we have thousands of them every single day. So the question is here, point number three, which thoughts, when they cross your mind, are you feeding with action, words, or more thought? Let me say it again, because sometimes you might have a crazy thought come across your mind. You're like, man, that was a crazy thought. I don't know where that came from. But you can just let it go. You can dismiss it and move on. But if you act on certain thoughts, or you speak on certain thoughts, or you continue to think certain thoughts, you are feeding those thoughts. And it's kind of like a pet or a child. The more you feed it, the bigger it's going to get, right? That's just the way that it works. Your thoughts work the exact same way. What thoughts are you allowing to repeat themselves? What thoughts are you giving more time and more focus to, which are investments? We know time and focus are two of the five key investments that you make in life. Time, money, attention, energy, and focus. So if you're giving time and focus to a thought, you are growing it. You are investing in it, and it will return this investment by giving you even more of whatever that it is. The thoughts that you feed are the thoughts that will grow. Just like plants, pets, and human beings, whatever gets fed will grow. So ask yourself, what thoughts are you allowing to grow in your mind? What thoughts are germinating in your mind, because you keep feeding it with nice, clean soil of your mind, fertile soil of your mind. There's always fertile soil in there, but not always. If you listen to this show, your mind is fertile soil. And then you're growing it by thinking about it. Every time you think about it, it's like you're watering the seed. You're giving it a little bit more plant food. Do you want that thought to grow, or do you want to get rid of that thought? You want to get rid of a thought, you exterminate it by ceasing to feed it with time, attention, energy, and focus. But the thoughts that you feed, they'll grow. So when you find yourself having a solid roll of positive energy and great vibes, and you feel like you're vibrating on the right level, what you need to do is deconstruct that energy. Where did it come from? How did you get there? And learn how to recreate that energy and do it over and over and over again to the point that it becomes habitual. It becomes routine. It becomes predictable. When it becomes predictable, then you can do it over and over and over again, and it'll start to become your normal way of operating. When it becomes your normal way of operating, your level of vibration goes up. Their frequency goes up, your confidence goes up. People start seeing you different, and your entire life will change from the inside out. So when I talk about the inside out methods, this is one of the methods that I'm talking about. You start with your own energy, and that frequency will start to change what happens outside of you. But you got to start on the inside. It's not from the outside in. It's not the world changes, then you change. No, it is you change, then the world around you changes because of your vibration and because of your frequency. Let's recap today's class, which is, who are you being? This is the first of the three-step be, do, have process that gets executed. It's the last step when you're planning things out. The last step when you're planning, you say, what do I want to have? What do I need to do? Who do I need to be? But then when it's time to execute, it's, who am I being? What am I doing? Then what am I going to have? You follow that? Again, the mental workbook will help you with this. If you just want to get the workbook outright, go to workonmygame.com/workbook. Point number one, how do you see yourself in the mirror? Speaking of mirror, mirrormotivation.com. Are you a person who can do the things you know you need to do? Do you believe you are actually worthy and capable of having the results you want in life? And I'm not talking about surface level belief, yelling it, or posting it on your social media. I'm talking about, do you actually believe it deep down? Point number two, what is your energy saying? I've done several masterclasses on energy. I listed a bunch of them here today. Again, you're in the game group. You can go get to them. Energy is 85% of the job. People read your energy before you speak a word, and they make snap judgments about you without you speaking a word. Make sure your energy is saying what you want it to say, because energy will attract or repel. It will change a situation for the better or for the worse based on the way you present yourself. You 100% have control over this. And number three, what thoughts are you feeding? What thought patterns are you allowing to repeat themselves? What are you feeding with more time and focus? The thoughts that you feed are the thoughts that will grow, just like plants, pets, and humans. Whatever gets fed will increase. Work on your game. Dre, all day.